From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Paige Dillard. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. After less than a year in office, University of Oklahoma President James Gallagly announced he will retire. The announcement came just one day after the university finished with its 2019 commencement ceremonies. What does it mean for the university moving forward? Today is Tuesday, May 14th. Dave Morris spoke with higher education reporter Adam Kemp about Gallagly's term in Norman, his departure, and the renewed search for a president for the university.
Well, the announcement came Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day that OU President James Gallagly was going to step down. It's a story my colleague Adam Kemp and our other colleague Nolan Clay worked on feverishly yesterday and are still working on today. I'm Dave Morris here in the Oklahoman's video studio, joined by Adam Kemp. Great to see you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Happy Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Late in the day, you're getting prepped for some Game of Thrones action and breaking news out of Norman.
Exactly. President James Gallagly, less than a year into his tenure as president, has announced he will retire. Not effective immediately, but as soon as OU can come up with a list of candidates and a search committee to find the next president, he says he's going to step down. So
10 months into this job, he came from the corporate world, like ConocoPhillips and things like that. He said he was going to run the university like a CEO, and we'll get into some of those details. He did. But let's start with what you said there. Next steps, after 10 months, he says, hey, I'm stepping aside. What's next for the university when it comes to the president?
University was going to have to launch another search committee to find the next president. There have been calls for, you know, more diverse candidates, more candidates of color, or a female candidate. Will OU meet those needs? Yet to be seen. We'll see what the search committee puts together. I think there's also a lot of people that are interested in someone that's from the academic field. Like you said, President Gallagly was from an executive background. He was good with finances and really came in and tried to help shape OU's budget. A lot of people think the next person needs to be someone that is education-based, that has some knowledge in that area.
We saw some file footage there of the president speaking to the Chamber of Commerce. His 10 months as president of OU highlighted by a couple things, but including some of the budget issues.
Yes, budget issues were really high. As soon as he kind of stepped in July 1st of last year, he announced that first day, OU was in a financial crisis. Numbers were misreported. Spending was out of control, and he said it was going to be his job to step in and really rein that in. And so he cut programs, he cut some professors and some deans, really just tried to really tighten the belt there at OU. And, as of March, said they are back financially positive, cash positive, donation pledges and are up at the university compared to where they were a year ago. He even, at the Regents meeting on Friday, reiterated that, just wanted to make sure everyone knew. He said, just to let you all know, it is looking good. So he's still yet to put out a budget. That's probably still to come. It's probably going to be the last agenda item he does and before stepping aside.
All right, so during that 10 months, he's adjusted the budgets, as you mentioned, made some cuts. And when you're a CEO running a business and you're making cuts, you're not making friends. And that's another thing that perhaps highlighted his tenure.
Yeah, it's very strong reaction, I'd say, on Twitter last night and just social media abroad to him stepping aside. Many people happy to see him go, seems like. Even former OU Dean Suzette Grelot, who has a lawsuit out currently against the university, spoke very aggressively, I'd say, about her feelings towards President Gallagly. She, in January this year, really spoke publicly against him, including asking for his resignation right then in front of...
At this meeting we're looking at here, yeah, where some students were protesting against some blackface incidents,
right,
that appeared on campus.
His 10 months on campus were really wrought with many hardships, I'd say, the budget being first and foremost, but several racist incidents on campus that he had to deal with and was criticized for his handling of. And then the investigation into President Boren.
And perhaps that's another thing that people will most remember. The former president, David Boren, Gallagher succeeded him, and now there's an investigation, a six-figure investigation into the former president.
The Jones Day law firm launched an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Boren. Boren's people actually came out. His lawyer said, you know, this is an unjust search for truth that's not out there, and they kind of threw the blame back at Gallagher a bit, saying that he thought he was trying to soil Boren's reputation as president for 24 years at OU. So lots of hardships and interesting times at OU over the past year or so.
So the Boren investigation will continue. Gallagher, I believe, said he's stepping out of that situation.
Yeah, he will remove himself from that, any appeals process or any decisions made on any final findings from that.
All right, very good. You can follow this gentleman's coverage. It's Mr. Adam Kemp in the Oklahoman, online at newsok.com, and on his social media accounts. Nolan Clay will also have additional coverage, I am sure. Adam, thanks for your time today.
No problem.
Also in the Oklahoman, the Oklahoma City Urban Renewal Authority is set to save one of the few historic black landmarks still standing in Deep Deuce. The Lester Mansion on Northeast 3rd was put up for sale in October of 2016 with a price tag of $1 million. Repeated potential deals fell through, and the condition of the 1926 home as well as the adjoining structures has deteriorated. If approved by the Urban Renewal Commissioners, the agency will purchase the building for $700,000, which would be paid from agency funds. That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Paige Dillard. We'll see you on Wednesday.